22 minutes past six, and it's Monday, which means on this show we delve into the world of technology with the gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp. Fevzi, good evening. Computing in schools, first of all, and a story on the BBC's technology site suggesting alarm bells sounding over England's computing classes. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, you'd have thought that as we are ever more surrounded by technology and computers in all our homes and all around us, that people would be more interested in studying and learning about them. But it's not the case. Ofcol, which is the Office for Qualifications and Examinations Regulation, says there's only a modest rise in students taking up a new computer science GCSE, and experts are concerned about this, and they're warning that the number studying for a computing qualification could halve by the year 2020, which would be pretty disastrous because that's where most of the new jobs are going to be. You know, people who actually have these sorts of skills, or at least a basic understanding. And it seems like we're becoming a society where we all use the technology, but not many of us comparatively speaking.
And there, I'm afraid, the technology says farewell to the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, who's disappeared in a world of silence. Sorry about that. We'll see if we can rejoin him in a more audible fashion in a moment.
This is BBC
Radio Oxford.
What love is. Now, there we were just a few minutes ago trying to have a conversation with our gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, and suddenly the gremlins got in the way and he disappeared. But back with us by the miracle of the phone now. And Google pledging to do something about YouTube terror videos.
Yeah, so this is obviously high in everyone's mind, and I heard Yvette Cooper making comments about this earlier today as well. Google has unveiled measures that it says will tackle the amount of terror-related material on its YouTube website. So YouTube is owned by Google, and the problem is the way that most of these websites work at the moment is they pretty much allow anything up and then rely on people to spot it, complain about it, and then hope that it can be taken down. And often things are even reported and some would argue are not taken down in good time. So Google's had a lot of criticism for this, as has Facebook, and Google has announced that it's going to put more engineering resources into software that uses machine learning. So that's just basically what that's saying is there is now so many videos going up that there's no way any number of human beings that they would hire would be able to look through them all and decide whether they were inappropriate or not. So that what they're doing is that they're using machine learning, where artificial intelligence will increasingly spot inappropriate videos, and that's quite a hard thing to do, you know, to teach a machine to spot something that glorifies terrorism or violence is not easy. But what they're going to do is have it flagged, and then a human being will then look at it. But eventually, I think they won't need human beings for this, and it won't be possible even to have human flaggers. They'll just have machines deciding what we should and shouldn't see, essentially.
Yes, it's a very interesting piece of technology. The other day I got a message on Twitter, and yeah, it came flagged with a thing saying, you know, beware, this may be offensive content. And I thought, right, I'm feeling brave here, so, you know, I'll open it anyway. Now, what it was, one of my friends had sent a picture of, for some reason or another, sent a picture of his arm illustrating his wristwatch.
Yeah, but it spotted flesh.
It spotted that most of the picture was flesh, and so it decided, yes.
And it is difficult, because also people play all sorts of tricks. You can't just say, oh, that's the same video that's gone up again with terrorist training material. Because what people do is they do simple tricks to it. They flip the video, you know, so it's in mirror image, so it appears to be different to a computer. Or they put the video in a box within the main screen and the box bounces around. And therefore, you know, for any machine trying to work out what the heck's going on, it seems to be a completely different video with content that it doesn't easily understand. So the machines have to get smarter, because there is just too much content being posted, be it to Facebook or YouTube or what have you. There's no way human beings could ever pre-vet all of that. It's impossible. And yet, you know, they're being threatened with fines if they don't, you know, rid their networks of this sort of material. The first time they had to tackle this was with child pornography. And they made some positive strides with detecting that, and they're trying to use, you know, some of the
It's a cat and mouse game, but with very serious consequences. Thank you, Gadget Detective Fevzi Tokalp.